So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 4, titled Sati Quits a Body, text number 13. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Nasaryam ed at asatu sarvada.
Nasaryam ed at asatu sarvada. Nasaryam ed at asatu sarvada.
Mahad vininda kunapatma vadisu. Mahad vininda kuna patma vadisu.
Mahavininda kuna patma vadisu.
Darshyam mahapurusha pada pam subir.
Darshyam
mahapurusha pada pam subir. Nirasta tejasu tad eva shobanam. Niraste tejasu tad eva shobanam.
Niraste tejasu tad eva shobanam.
Na,
no.
Not,
no.
Acharyam,
Acharyam.
Wonderful.
Wonderful.
Etat,
Etat.
This.
This,
yet,
which,
asatu,
asatu.
Evil.
Evil,
sarvada,
sarvada.
Always.
Always,
mahat vininda,
the deriding of great souls.
Kunapa Atma Vadisu.
Kunapa.
Among those who have accepted the dead body as the self.
Among those who have accepted the dead body as the self.
Sa Irsham.
Envy.
Mahapurusha.
Of great personalities.
Pada Pam Subi. By the dust of the feet. Niraste Tejasu. Whose glory is diminished. Tat. That. Eva. Certainly. Shobanam. Very good. Translation. By His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. It is not wonderful for persons who have accepted the transient material body as the self to engage always in deriding great souls. Such envy on the part of the materialistic person is very good because that is the way they fall down. They are diminished by the dust of the feet of great personalities. So we'll repeat the translation. It's not wonderful for persons who have accepted the transient material body as the self to engage always in deriding great souls. Such envy on the part of materialistic person
is very good
because that is the way they fall down. They are diminished by the dust of the feet of great personalities. Purport. All of you, please listen carefully. Srila Prabhupada is making a lot of points here. You know, it's about offenses too.
So,
Srila Prabhupada is making points about offenses. What one should do and all that. So let us listen carefully and then we'll talk about it. Everything depends on the strength of the recipient. For example, due to the scorching sunshine, many vegetables and flowers dry up, and many grow luxuriantly. Thus, it is a recipient that causes growth and dwindling. Similarly, Mahiyasham Padarajo Abhishekam, the dust of the lotus feet of great personalities offer all good to the recipient, but the same dust can also harm. Those who are offenders at the lotus feet of the great personality dry up. Their godly qualities diminish. A great soul may forgive offenses, but Krishna does not excuse offenses to the dust of the great soul's feet. Just as one can tolerate the scorching sunshine on one's head, but cannot tolerate the scorching sunshine on one's feet, an offender glides down more and more, and therefore he naturally continues to commit offenses at the lotus feet of the great soul. Offenses are generally committed by persons who falsely identify with the impermanent body. King Daksha was deeply engrossed in a misconception because he identified the body with the soul. He offended the lotus feet of Lord Shiva because he thought that his body, being the father of the body of Sati, was superior to Lord Shiva's. Generally, less intelligent men misidentify in that way and they act in the bodily concept of life. Thus, they are subject to commit more and more offenses at the lotus feet of great souls. One who has such a concept of life is considered to be in the class of animals like crows and asses. Very heavy purport. So we have to meditate. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshur Unmilitam Ena Tasmai Shri Guru. Shri Chaitanya Manopistam Stapitam Ena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamagim Tadati Svapadati. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanand Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna. So all ready for a Sunday morning? So we see that Daksha has already committed an offense at the lotus feet of Lord Shiva, right? In the previous chapter, because he has used inappropriate words against Lord Shiva, you know, who is a great personality. Already the offense is continuing. And to add fuel to the fire, what he has done is, he has again started another sacrifice, but he did not invite Lord Shiva. In other words, he did not want to share the share of the sacrifice to Lord Shiva. Now, these words are spoken by Mother Sati. Right? She's visiting her father, and there she sees that Lord Shiva is not being respected by not giving a share of the sacrifice to him. Right? Naturally, being the wife of Lord Shiva, an elevated person, right? She felt, you know, a kind of anger, you know. So she is throwing words at her father. So this is one of such texts in which she's saying, see, if you don't respect, right, a great soul, or you disrespect a great soul, then it will lead to offenses. So let us see, you know, a few things about what Srila Prabhupada is saying. Now, Srila Prabhupada is giving a very apt example here about the sun, right? Why is he saying that? He's talking about the recipient. How it matters again. All it matters is about the recipient. For example, the sun is there, right? It's glowing. Now the sun, in some places, you know, because of the sun, vegetables will grow and flowers will, you know, blossom and all that, right? But in certain places, you know, vegetable can go bad or the flowers can be destroyed because of sun, right? But is the sun the root cause of the problems? Right? Some vegetable is growing. Is the sun the cause? Or some vegetables are going back. Is the sun the cause? No, Srila Prabhupada says it's a recipient. Right? How you receive it. Right? In the same way, Srila Prabhupada warns us. Right? What does he say? That the service to the dust or the service to the lotus feet of the devotees, if it is not properly done, then it can lead to degradation. But the same service, if it is done properly, favorably, then one, it can elevate someone. We are going to see a couple of examples. Right? An example always, you know, helps us to understand better. We'll see that. And then, what else is Srila Prabhupada mentioning in the purport? And he says that not only that, one who commits offense at the lotus feet of the devotee, they glide down. There's no chance of going up. Look at the condition, you know. Very, very, glide down more and more. That means it's just on a downtrend. You know? So, what I thought is today, you know, we talk about the effect of offenses, the cause of offense, and the correction factor. Right? Correction factor is very important. All right. Now, the offenses, right, which any Vaishnava do against another Vaishnava or with a senior Vaishnava or etc. Now, this is not tolerated by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which is obvious from this verse. Okay? And Srila Prabhupada uses this this verse, which is Mahi Asam Pada Rajo Abhishekam. Anyone know who has said this verse? Any idea? These words are spoken by Prahlad Maharaj in the 7th canto. Prahlad Maharaj is saying that, right? One who doesn't worship the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord, right? They cannot get the love of God. It's simple. He just, you know, certifies that statement, you know. One, he will not get the love of God. Impossible. Is it okay? All right. Sorry. One second. So they glide more and more into that. So the offenses, right, of the offenses done at the lotus feet of the Lord, even the Supreme Personality of God, it will not tolerate. Right? Now, we are going to see a couple of examples from Chaitanya Bhagavad. Because normally we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam, right? But there's not much opportunity for us to talk about Chaitanya Charitamrita, you know, which is very, very, very powerful. So we'll discuss a few pastimes, the stories. The first one is Mother Sachi offends Advaita Acharya. Right? Now, Advaita Acharya was instrumental in bringing the Lord to this material world. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is a combined form of Radha and Krishna. It's very, very difficult to understand the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Advaita Acharya was instrumental in bringing him down to this material world, the Supreme Lord. Now, what happened was, in the early stages, right, during the stages of Nimai, when he was young, Nimai had an elder brother. His name was Vishwarupa. Vishwarupa used to attend classes, lectures, right, given by Advaita Acharya. Now, Mother Sachi used to tell Nimai, go and bring your son back. He's all the time, you know, sitting there in the Bhagavatam class. Come on, go and bring him back, you know, like that. So, Nimai, you know, will go and he'll say, you know, come. So, Vishwarupa, his elder brother, will say, Nimai, come and sit down here. You know, here Bhagavatam class. It's very nice for some time. Nimai will say, oh, okay, okay, you know, like that, and I listen and all that. Right? But Vishwarupa was focused on Advaita Acharya's lectures. And then this was worrying Mother Sachi. Because she was saying, anyone, you know, even in India we have got this concept, right? If anyone goes to the temple often, oh, this fellow is spoiled. Right? Why is spoiled? Because he's not going to get, you know, they think that he's not going to earn money. And if you don't earn money, your lifestyle is spoiled. Correct? But it is not the case. If one becomes a devotee, he will get more money and he can save more money. Because he will not have any bad habits. That's a fact, actually. You know, he saves. So all of the devotees, we say that. We can say that all the grahasthas have got great savings. Because they don't have a bad habits. You know? A cigarette, you know, a pack of cigarette, I don't know. I think it costs about $25 or something. Right? And they keep, once you smoke, right, they keep on smoking, you know. How many packets of cigarette? How much you can save, you know. Easily you can save, you know, a few $100. Those who are not smoking. Like that, you know, all the bad habits, you know, you can save. So, Mother Sachi was not very happy. My eldest son, you know, is all the time, you know, going to ISKCON temple. Right? It's not very good, you know. You know, I've sent him to earn some money. Right? But why all the time ISKCON? Why 197 Dank Street? Why not Karen's down? It's better. You know? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Nimai, he was Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So he knows, he was observing this, like that. Okay? Then later on what happened? To what Mother Sachi thought, it came true. The thoughts of Mother Sachi. And Vishwarupa took in, you know, sannyas. And said, bye. Thank you. No? I'm very happy now. Right? Because I don't want material miseries. You know? I'm very, very happy in connection with the Lord. Then, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again noted, but Mother said she was not at all happy. You know? Right. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered this as an offense. You know, to Advaita Acharya. He did not speak. He did not say anything. He kept it in the heart. Now later on, you know, the pastime goes on and all that. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes, he starts a Sankirtana movement and all that. Then, as it was going on, one day all the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, all the assembled devotees, they said, oh Lord, you are giving love of God to everyone. That is your duty, you know. The duty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to give love of God to everyone. Can you imagine? The highest to the lowest people. This is Namo Mahavadan. Right? This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The highest to the lowest people. He's giving like that, you know, distributing love of God. Then he said, how about Mother Sachi, your own mother? Why can't you give her love of God? You know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mother Sachi, no. I'm not going to give her love of God. She doesn't deserve it. Then everyone was quiet. Like this. They were all very quiet. They said, what's happening? Mother Sachi is a mother of everyone. She carried the Lord in her womb. He's not an ordinary person. Yeah? The Supreme is more. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more powerful than Krishna. Krishna is only Krishna. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is combination of Krishna and Radha. Right? Very, very powerful personality. Right? Very, very powerful. That is why we see here devotees, right? They come here, they have the darshan of course, Srila Prabhupada and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and quickly chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Sadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, and immediately they can continue chanting. Whereas other people are struggling. This is the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Very, very powerful. Combined form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more powerful than Krishna. You can say that boldly. Right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Mother Sachi, no, I don't want, you know. So, all kept quiet. What's going on? Like that. And then, they asked, what is the problem? He said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, oh, my mother has committed offense at the lotus feet of Advaita Acharya. So I am not going to forget her. So what the devotees are very, you know, very friendly and forgetful, forgiveness. They have, you know, they'll forgive, you know. And they also got the helping mentality. So what all the devotees did was, immediately they ran up to Mother Sachi. And she said, "Do you know that? Chaitanya, your Lord is saying like this, you know." And, you know, she was surprised too. "Oh, I mean, I didn't say in that mood, you know, like that." Then what happened? That some of the devotees went to Mother Sachi. Some of the devotees went to Advaita Acharya also. When Advaita Acharya knew that, "Yes, what? I have done, Mother Sachi has done offense to me. Cannot be." So he started glorifying Mother Sachi, you know, and all the activities of Nimai with Mother Sachi when they were young. And right? And then he was in ecstasy, you know. Advaita Acharya, love of Godhead. Then Advaita Acharya decided, "No, I will go to Mother Sachi. Why she should come to me? I will go and ask forgiveness if I have done anything." So when, as they were going, this is an arrangement of the Lord and the devotees. So Advaita Acharya went to the house of Mother Sachi. There, you know, seeing Advaita Acharya, Mother Sachi, Advaita Acharya seeing Mother Sachi, she was very, 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 very ecstatic. She was rolling on the ground. Looking at this at an opportunity, Mother Sachi took the dust of the lotus feet and put it on her head. Now she also was in full ecstasy, love of Godhead. In that way, the whole area was flooded with love of Godhead. Right? So what do we learn from this? Right? Offense at the lotus feet of divine, even the Lord, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will not tolerate. That's the one. Then, second pastime, what I thought is, this is very beautiful pastimes. Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. You know, Prabhu? Now, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya is who? Who is he? He is a reincarnation of Brahaspati, the guru of the demigods, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. Now, Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, you know that, you know, this is a story after he becomes a very, you know, a fan of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? Because the Lord shows, you know, the combined form of Radha and Krishna to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a Mayavadi, you know, before. And then, you know, he became a Vaishnava. Then, what happened is, Advaita Acharya has got a son-in-law. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to Advaita Acharya's house to take prasad. Right? He will come, he will take. Now the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to come to Sarvabhama Bhattacharya for taking prasad. Now Sarvabhama Bhattacharya has got a son-in-law. His name is Amog. Right? He is very envious towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was saying, "Why my father-in-law is feeding sannyasi, you know? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, now what is, you know, something," he was not very favorable. So he was trying to, you know, criticize Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "He's eating more, he's sannyasi," like that. Right? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is supreme authority and the devotees love to serve him. Right? It is a duty to serve the Lord. And the devotees find great pleasure in serving. But Sarvabhama Bhattacharya, he knew that he is not favorable to my Lord. Right? So he discussed with his wife. And both of them were discussed. And Sarvabhama Bhattacharya came up to the, even to the level of killing him. He said, "I don't want my son-in-law, who is very envious towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? I'm willing to kill him. But I am a Brahmana myself. How can I kill another Brahmana? I cannot do that." So he was telling his wife, "What should I do?" The wife said, "I don't mind if my daughter is a widow. Right? I don't mind. Because when someone is unfavorable to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we don't want that, you know." So they were discussing and all that. In the meantime, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not mind. Okay? But Sarvabhama Bhattacharya started fasting. "I cannot tolerate this. If someone is not giving prasadam to the Lord, I cannot tolerate." So he started fasting. Now looking at that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate, you know. He was really fasting, you know, day after day, not eating anything. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much concerned. See the Lord, how much he is concerned with the devotees. He is acting, you know, he is reciprocating with the devotees. So he came to the house of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know. And, you know, he said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to the house of Sarvabhama. And he said, "Sarvabhama, why, you know, fasting and all that?" He said, no, I cannot tolerate my son-in-law and all that. Right? He said, "Don't worry, you know, you should take something. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter." You know, it doesn't matter. But in the meantime, what happened? His son-in-law got cholera. Suffering. Now, what it is said that if a materialistic person, if anyone is not favorable, if they are offensive to a devotee, then what happens? The first is their lifespan will be decreased. First offense. Then their opulence will come down. Then good fortune will come down. Their religiosity will come down. See, just by being critical to a devotee. Look at this. They may not have to do anything. Being a critical, these are the side effects. Right? The lifespan is decreased. Good fortune is decreased. Opulence is decreased. Religiosity is decreased. Then what else is there? He's finished, doomed. Right? So immediately he got cholera. He was suffering. You know, those days, we don't have a vaccine for cholera. Right? You've got a vaccine here, you know, for flu vaccine, you've got a vaccine. Right? For tetanus, you've got a vaccine. Those days, you know, if an iron rod, you know, cuts your body, after some time you have to get, you get a disease and you die. No tetanus there. It's all karma. Now people are changing the karma, you know, with the medical inventions. Right? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate. But Advaita, the Sarvabhauma was constantly fasting. He said, no, I don't want it, and I'm going to die. I don't want, you know, to tolerate. I cannot kill my son-in-law because he's a Brahmin. You know, what can I do? I have to kill myself. I can't kill and take a knife and kill. So let me fast and die. But the Supreme Lord did not tolerate that. What he did was, you know what? He came and he saw that the son-in-law Amog was sick with cholera. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went and just touched him. Oh, this is a dwelling place of the body of the Lord. He should not suffer. And then his cholera disappeared. And then later on he became a... Obviously, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched, what will happen? He became a pure devotee of the Lord. Right? He became an advanced devotee. Pure devotee of the Lord. So here we see how an offense can, right? It can lead to immediately, you know, shortfall of life, you know, lifespan will be reduced. So one should be very careful. Now, what happens is, offenses committed by the non-devotee will lead to this kind of thing because they don't know about devotion service. So, offenses the offenses committed by a non-devotee to a devotee will lead in this kind of thing, like, you know, less lifespan. Opulence will be decreased and all that. But if a Vaishnava does an offense, what happens? If a Vaishnava does an offense to another Vaishnava, what happens? Srila Prabhupada says, he will glide down more and more, and then what happens? He falls down, right? Now, there is a story, you know, which I thought we'll discuss, which is very, very appropriate, and which also throws a lot of light into the subject. Yeah? This is again Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is the story of Madhavendra Puri and his disciples. Now, Madhavendra Puri has shown to the outside world, right, a very, very, very elevated devotee of the Lord, that how one should act as a devotee or as a disciple, and one as how one should not act as a disciple. So this story of Madhavendra Puri is very, very important for us. Now, Madhavendra Puri had two disciples. One is Ishwara Puri, and the other one is Ramachandra Puri. Now, Ishwara Puri is very, very, very favorable to his guru. Right? He understands the mood of his guru, and he serves him very nicely. Right? He also, you know, he understands, because Madhavendra Puri has got this mood of separation, Viparanamba mood. You know, always, you know, he will be thinking of Krishna and his separations. Right? This is the mood of Krishna. Just imagine his mood. Now, Madhavendra Puri is always, you know, we can say, to some degree you can say, like Radharani's, you know, mood, separation from Krishna. Now, his mood is such that, just to give you a very, very, very simple example, when Madhavendra Puri will be walking, when he sees the black cloud, when it's about to rain, okay, when he sees a black the rainy cloud, and he sees that as a color of Krishna, immediately he cries and he faints. Do we do like that? No, I'm just, you know, this is his separation. Immediately remembers Krishna, you know, when he sees the rainy cloud. And he faints. He cries and faints. Right? We cannot even, you know, understand this. Right? This is a mode of Madhavendra Puri. Now, I am not crying now. Don't think that. I'll tell you the reason for this. I want a good eye specialist. But I know Mahatma Prabhu is there. But see, I don't know. What's happened is, I'm just telling quickly. I don't know. I had this kind of, you know, maybe it's for all the devotees also. Irritation, botheration. You know? It's like if you put some sand particles into your eye, you know. It's how it's bothering you, you know what I mean? Like that. But nothing has fallen into my eye, you know. So I went to the eye specialist just to get the opinion. Just to see why it's bothering. You know, it's bothering. Sometimes, you know, why eyes becomes watery. You know what I mean? Excess watery, whatever you've got. So, you know, I have to take it. But really, it's not tears. Okay? So because I'm talking love of God, I'm not in that position. I'm only narrating. So I had, I think, so the doctor, you know, they said that something, they're verifying and all that, whatever may be. And in the meantime, they gave some drops, you know, I'm applying. So that is a story, you know. So that is a thing. That is a mood of Madhavendra Puri. Now, Madhavendra Puri had two disciples, right? Ishwara Puri and Ramachandra Puri. Ishwara Puri is so favorable, I tell you. Madhavendra Puri just loves him. You know, very, very favorable for Guru. He understands Madhavendra Puri's mood, and he also tells verses which will make him happy. But on the contrary, what did Ramachandra Puri do? He always was criticizing the Guru. Yeah? Disciple criticizing. You know what? See, Madhavendra Puri, as we know, he's got a Vipralamba mood, right? He'll be always in crying. Say, for example, you miss from someone, you know. You know, you always think of them like that, right? Now, when he's thinking of that, now Ramachandra Puri will say, what kind of Guru are you? You are lamenting. You know that you have to fix your mind on Brahman. Right? Brahma Bhutma Prasanatma. You know? No happiness, no suffering. Fix your mind on Brahman. Don't fix on Krishna or something, you know. You're crying, you know, separation, you love. If Krishna doesn't reciprocate, you cry. What is this? Fix your mind, Brahman. That's the best state. Right? He's correcting his guru. Ramachandra Puri. Correcting his guru. Right? So we see what will happen. So in that state is going on. Now, whereas Ishwara Puri, you know what he's doing? Not only that, he took care of his Guru Maharaj very nicely. And that was, you know, at that time when Madhavendra Puri was quite old, he used to take the urine and stool personally. How many of us wants to do? We may love our Guru. We can put, you know, a big flag and say, I am the lover of my Guru. But when the stage comes where your Guru Maharaj, you know, is passing stool or something, are you prepared to wipe it? Right? But Ishwara Puri did that. This Krishna is seeing everything, okay? He's seeing, you know. Why he's seeing? How Krishna is seeing everything? Super soul. Chetra Gyan. We are reading that in the 13th chapter. Right? Krishna explains that this body is a field of activity. Right? This body is a field of activity because the Lord has given 10 senses to a conditioned soul. Right? 10 senses. Right? So if you want, they see movie, songs, drink, smoke. Field of activity they're doing. And that will lead to more karma. Right? So Krishna explains, it's a chetra, it's a field of activities I've given. So what is chetra jnana? Chetra jnana is one who knows the difference between the field, body, the soul, you're not the body, the soul, and super soul, and the relationship and the interactions. Why do I get anger? Why I am getting happy now? Why I'm suffering that? They're all created by the three modes of material nature. Krishna knows how the relationship between the three, the soul, the body, the field of activity, the soul and the super soul and its relationship and its interactions. One who knows, then is Chetragnya. Otherwise, we are not Chetragnya. If you don't know the relationship between the three, then Krishna says you are in ignorance. You're not very intelligent, according to Krishna. Right? One who knows only the body and its interaction is not very clever. He's not very intelligent. You should know the difference between the three and the interactions. How it is coming. Why I'm doing like that. Why I did an action which I did not like it. I've been pushed by the three modes of material nature. Everything is modes. It will pop up. It will create a situation. And then after that you regret. Oh, I should not have done it. This is how the modes work. Three modes. Right? So one has to transcend this platform. So Madhavendra Puri was, Ishwara Puri was doing all this for his guru. Now, as you see, because of the grace of his guru, Ishwara Puri was going up higher and higher. We see that, Srila Prabhupada says, right? What did Srila Prabhupada say? One who serves the dust of the lotus feet of the pure devotee, for him, you know, he is elevated. You know, he's going closer to Krishna. He's going to get love of Godhead for sure. One who is criticizing and one who is not favorable to the guru, what will happen? Gliding, you see. Gliding means, you know, there is no way. More and more, like. So, we see how here Ramachandra Puri started criticizing, you know, Madhavendra Puri like that, you know, criticizing, you know. And then, what happened? He made it criticizing as his job. Any devotee he criticizes. Right? Then what he did was, he called once Jagadananda Pandit to his house. Who? Ramachandra Puri. He called. And then he was serving prasadam. Then after some time, you know, how many rasagullas can you take, Prabhu? 5, 6, 10, 20, 40. Can you take 40? Now, this Ramachandra Puri did that. He did it. Take more, more. He said, no. Jagadananda Pandit said, no. And by the by, who's Jagadananda Pandit? Incarnation of Satyabhama. Who said the Satyabhama? Satyabhama. Who makes, Satyabhama's role is to make everything comfort for the Lord. Same thing. He did it as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what do we learn from this? So parallelly, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's role, parallelly people are coming and helping, you know, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu too. So Satyabhama has come as Jagadananda Pandit. Now, so he used to feed, okay? And then after that, after he has taken full, you know, he said, look at your belly. Right? What kind of person are you? You're all followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You're all sense gratifiers. Including us. We are followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sense gratifiers. You take only prasadam, you know. But that is a purest offering to the Lord and eating. Right? One should know that. Doesn't matter. Someone eats more. Doesn't matter. They're not going to fall down. It's Lord's prasadam, you know. But in limits. All right. So he used to feed and used to criticize. Okay. So he criticized that devotee of the Lord, Satyabhama or Jagadananda Pandit. Then what happened? His criticism, he gliding, see how he's gliding. He's gliding more and more, and he what he did was he started criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was trying. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is he a sannyasi? Let me see. So what he did was he used to go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just to observe him, right? But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a regard for him. Why? Because he is a God brother. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's guru is Ishwara Puri. Ishwara Puri's God brother is Ramachandra Puri. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very humble. Oh, my guru's God brother, right? You know, more respectful. So he did not say anything. He was very humble. Now, Ramachandra Puri was observing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking notes. What time he is going? What time he is coming? How much he is eating? See? He was doing that. Notes. Do any one of us take notes about other devotees? This is too much, isn't it? But Ramachandra Puri was doing that. And then he could not find anything. Because how can you find fault with the Supreme Personality of Godhead? Right? Chaitanya, can you find fault? But Lord, Chaitanya understands that. Okay, you want some fault. I'll make some fault like that, you know. So what happened is, one day, Ramachandra Puri saw some ants going into the room of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he said, come on. I got a clue. He said, You know what? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a sannyasi. He is eating sweets in the night. So look at the ants are going to his room. Right? So he is eating sweets. So what kind of sannyasi is that? Right? Do you like sweets? Do you like sweets? You don't like sweets? What do you like?
Chocolate,
is it savory? Is it car spicy? It's sweet, no? Okay. What chocolate do you eat?
Mostly Lindt.
Lindt is an approved brand. Yeah. You have to be careful, you know, Prabhu, being a father, what happens is, if you feed the children, right, some chocolate which has got animal fat, you get karma and he gets karma. See? It's not that he gets karma. Some children, their parents think, oh, my son likes it, you know. Give him a chocolate or something. And chewing gum, you know. What happens is, not only does he get karma, you also get karma. Right? So a whole family gets it. We should be very careful what we eat, you know. Because everything, you know, comes upon, you know, eating. Ideally, right? So you should take, we have got a lot of sweets upstairs. Okay? Whoever is serving this person, please, you know, give him some rasagulla and all that. Right? So he is, probably has not tasted, right? So if you eat the rasagulla, right, which is eaten by Krishna, then you will not like Lindt. You will throw away the Lindt. Okay? You try today. Okay? Please send someone, make sure that he gets a few, you know, of all sweets. Okay? He should eat only sweets today. Okay? And see, no, you see how, you know, how tasty it is. You know, your Lindt is manufactured by a machine. But here Krishna eats that sweet. Right? So it will be very, very tasty. Anything Krishna touches, right? You should also try. You give it to your younger brother too. Okay? So, coming back to this, our sweet, you know. So Mahaprabhu said, okay, give him a chance, you know, like that. But actually, it is not. He was criticizing Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. And then what happened? He was gliding down and down. Everyone he started criticizing. That has become, you know, anything. Oh, Prabhu, what is this back? What is this? What is that? Criticizing. Right? So, in this effect, Srila Prabhupada, our founder Acharya, comments. Right? He says, what is fall down? When we do an offense, right, to a devotee, to Vaishnava, we say fall down, isn't it? So what is fall down? Is it like falling on the ground? In a sense, what is fall down? Anyone, quickly? Fall down means, Srila Prabhupada explains, accumulation of material desires. You may be a devotee. If you get a lot of material desires, you are falling. Because how it works is, see, it's like a seesaw, you know. When we are young, you know what I mean. How many of you know seesaw? Here they don't know anything. All they know is a gun shooting business. Only. With the, you know, all the children, we used to play in the park, you know, when I was a child, you know. I used to go cycling and outdoor. Here all indoor, in room, everything is virtual, you know. All shooting, how to shoot others. Right? This is a game children are playing. So seesaw is there, you know. Maybe some parks have got. If one person goes down, other person goes up. If this side comes down, that goes up. So, the material, Krishna has made it like that. Right? In our mind, okay? The mind is constantly producing what? Krishna consciousness? No, material desires. Very good. How many thoughts you get per day, Mataji? Not you, like us. What do the science say? About 50 to 60,000 thoughts being generated every day. Boom, boom. You know, go to this movie, go to that, look at that. Buy this jumper, Maya's jumper. Get this, you know, like that. Keep on bombarding, you know. 60,000 thoughts. So, what was I talking? Sorry, I was deviated. Srila Prabhupada. In that case, you know, Srila Prabhupada says, material desire, when you come, you're fallen. So, how it works is seesaw, right? See, when the spiritual desire is up, your material desire is down. When your material desire goes up, you know, I want $80, I want $90, I want houses here, I want houses here. What happens? This doesn't stay. This goes down. Right? So this is how it is. So naturally, this is fall down. Fall down is accumulation or without your knowledge, if you get more material desire, you are already fallen down. You may be wearing a tilak and a garland like me, but fallen down. This is how it is. So, we have to be quite careful with that. Jiva Goswami, right, makes a comment about this offenses. He says, a person may be highly elevated or he may be liberated also. Right? Liberated. But if he does an offense to a devotee, what happens? Immediately he falls down. Jiva Goswami says he falls down immediately. There's no question of that. Then, Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami, to this effect, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, what does he say? He says, in regard to Ramachandra Puri, is saying, as long as one keeps on, you know, talking some nonsense other than Krishna conscious, right? There are so many nonsense to talk, and the mind is full of nonsense only. You know, have you done this? Have you done this? And all that, full of nonsense. As long as someone is talking nonsense or someone is absorbed in speculation, you know, speculation, it doesn't have any sense, right? What happens? He will not have any relationship with Krishna. This is how powerful Krishna consciousness is. One day, you know, if you keep on trying to talk some nonsense, that day your relationship with Krishna is lost. Krishna Dasa Kaviraja Goswami is saying. And finally, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. What does he talk about offenses? He says, when someone does an offense at the lotus feet of Krishna, an appropriate and correct reaction will manifest. Will manifest, and that is good for the offender. He comments that. Okay. Now, His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj, in one of his lecture, he was saying how Vaishnava aparad, if not corrected, what happens? It can lead into next lifetime. Imagine, not this lifetime. You think, oh, this life is over, next time I become a pure devotee. No. It can lead into the next lifetime. So how bad, how severe it is. Oh, that is why, you know, Mother Sati is telling her father, listen, what are you doing? You're committing an offense at the lotus feet of Krishna. And you see later on the punishment that Daksha gets. Right? Daksha was very proud of his position. You know, when he came, it is said that when Daksha came for the first time into the arena where the fire sacrifice was being conducted, he was glowing like his, you know, sun shining. And all his opulence decreased because of offense at the devotee's lotus feet. And then what happens? His prestige, everything gone down, and then his beauty also gone. He's replaced. Daksha is very beautiful. It is said. You know? And then his head is cut. And he is replaced with a goat's head. See the punishment? Just because, what did he do? He was critical about Lord Shiva. That's what. He didn't kill someone. He didn't loot someone's property. He was offensive. And the reaction was, head was cut. So this is how, you know. So it is said that devotion service means razor's edge, you know. Both the side is open. See, when we shave, or when I shave today morning, there is only one side blade. Other side, you know, we don't have, you know, razor. But this is two-sided. You have to be very careful. Where it will cut, we don't know. It may cut here, it may cut your finger. So one has to be very, very, very careful. Right? And finally, I said, right? Today we discuss. What are the three things I said today we'll discuss? Attentive, guys.
Offenses.
Offenses. He was observing, see? So he's got more sweets today. What are the three things I said? We are going to talk about it today. Today is effect of offense, which we saw through a couple of examples. And what are the examples we discussed? First one was Mother Sachi. Then second is Sarvabhama Bhattacharya. And third one is Madhavendra Puri. Correct. Sri. So that is effect of offenses. Then, what are the cause of offense? Very quickly. It's given by Srila Prabhupada. What's the cause of offense? The cause of offense is simply
envy,
No, cause. The cause of offense is acting on the bodily platform. Considering the body as impermanent. If you act on the bodily platform, see, that's what Daksha did. What did Daksha did? Daksha thought, Lord Shiva is my son-in-law. Why? Because I have a body. Through this body, I had a union with my wife. I produced a daughter. And the daughter is not ordinary daughter. She is the universal controller of the material world, Durga. She can kill Daksha like this, you know. Enough, Daksha is finished. But Sati said, okay, go on. Let us see how long, you know. How long can one act, you know. So, Daksha was thinking, I have a body. This is my daughter. And my daughter got married to my son-in-law, Shiva. He is my son-in-law. Everything based on bodily platform, not a spiritual platform. If he had thought about the spiritual connection, oh, I am a part and parcel of the Lord. Shiva is also part and parcel of, but he is more elevated than me. Then he would not have done offense. But on the bodily level, so Srila Prabhupada comments here, offenses start with bodily identifying. Oh, Sukadeva Prabhu. So actually Sukadeva Prabhu is not Sukadeva Prabhu. He is Sukadeva Goswami. Like that we have to address. Not to know, oh, Sukadeva Prabhu. Like that. See, we have to, you know, it's nothing wrong, you know. In that way, you know, if you are very friendly and favorable towards devotees, that means better. So that is Srila Prabhupada is giving. There may be many causes also. As Jadabharat Prabhu said, could be envy also, many factors. But in this appropriate context, Srila Prabhupada is saying it's due to bodily, impermanent bodily. And in one of the lines, Srila Prabhupada says, dead body. Actually, that's true. The body is dead, right? Because of the soul, the body is moving and all that, growing. Because of the soul. Once the soul goes, body is dead matter. So Srila Prabhupada is correct. The soul, which is fragmental part of the Lord, as long as it's in the body, it's all shining, you know, all that, it does the hand work and all that. The moment the soul goes, your body is dumped. So one should think, am I this body, dumping body, which is constantly growing? One day this body will be burnt. So one should be away from this, separate from the body. Because it's made up of matter. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, gross body. And not only is that, the subtle body is also mind, intelligence, false ego, which is also matter. So two matters. Gross matter, subtle matter. And Krishna has very nicely made a form. And all that. So we are carried away. The moment the soul leaves, body is dumped. And body is constantly growing. Krishna explains in chapter 2. How old are you?
9
years. I was also 9 years. Correct? You believe or not?
Yes.
So I've grown now. So you'll also grow. So Krishna says the body will grow at the time when the body is not performing itself. When you cannot breathe properly, when your heart cannot function, you will die. And the soul goes, another takes another body. See, this is going on. How many bodies we have changed? How many bodies we have changed? We had cat body, we have dog body, we have spider body. 8.4 million species, we went through that. And then finally, we got human body based on our karma. You know? And then, if we misuse this body, one more body. So one acts on the body, one more body. One acts on the soul, no more body. See, Krishna's principle. As long as you act on the bodily concept, you are seeing movie for myself. I am hearing songs for myself. I'll enjoy. I'll have family. You. One more body. It produces one more body. As long as Krishna, 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 no more bodies. This is a fundamental principle. The moment you act anything for you, one it will produce one more body. Why? One more body? Because mind is, Krishna created mind like that. Any material activity you do, mind catches, it will not leave you. That is how Krishna is created. So Krishna advises all the time, do service to me. Engage in my service. Right? Otherwise, finishes. Okay. So, I think finally the correction factor. Right? Correction factor. Again, His Holiness Bhanuswami Maharaj. I'm referring that, you know, it's not my own. Bhanuswami Maharaj, in one of the lectures, he said the correction factor is two. One is humility. The second one is repentance. That is, the person who offends, right? He has to go, the offender has to go to the person whom he has offended and ask for forgiveness. That's the only way it works in Vaishnava Sampradaya. Okay? So, how do you go? Not like this, with a garland. Hey, forgive me. Not like that. Humility. You know, I've done a mistake, please forgive. So humility and repentance in the form of forgiveness. So this is a correction factor. Unless this correction factor is applied, the person will not come out of the loop. He goes on and on. Right? So probably because of the fact that we have been in the material world for a long time, probably we have offended someone. We don't know. That's why we are looping. Right? Now by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, and if we follow his instruction, then probably we can come out of the loop. Otherwise it's a continuous loop. Right? You do something, you know, and then keep on looping. You cannot get out. Right? The loop has to be intercepted by a pure devotee. Unless a pure devotee comes into your life, you cannot get out of the material world. Krishna is designed like that. It is not the world you have designed. You are just a part of the world. We have to understand this concept, including myself. Right? When I say, I'm not saying you and me. When I say you, I mean me. Right? We have not created this world. We are part of this world. Right? So there is a purpose of this world. So everything, Krishna is a designer, maintainer, annihilator, creator. So he has designed. It has to function in the way. Because we are not the center of the universe. We may be the center of our house. Right? Where we can decide what lunch we want. You know? Whether we are putting dal, or urud dal, or chana dal, or moong dal. That much right you have got. Tiny independence. But you cannot control the world. The world has been already controlled under the guidance of Krishna with 33 million demigods. Right? 33 million demigods is employed Krishna. So it's already, you know, in progress. Okay? We cannot change anything. You cannot change the direction of the sun or the moon. Just live in that, be part of the world, understand this, and continue devotion service. That's all you can do. If you act either way, you'll be punished. Because the law of material nature is very stringent. Has to apply its result. That is how it's created. You do an action, an inappropriate action, you'll be punished. Karma, vikarma, akarma. Karma means prescribed duties, vikarma is prohibited activities, akarma is devotion service. Only by doing devotion service you can get out. And for doing devotion service, you have to be intercepted by a pure devotee in your life. That's how Krishna designed. If you don't, you are not intercepted by a devotee or a pure devotee in your life, you cannot get out of this material world. Okay. So, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Probably it could be heavy, but that is how the text is. Right? So we have to understand this and progress. Right. So, we'll stop here. If anyone has got a quick comments, corrections? Okay. Yes, we are.
When we spoke about a non-devotee is getting reaction for a friendly devotee, how it is different from a normal kind of patient? The non-devotee offends a devotee, they get punishment for lifespan, they go down. So how is it different than, like, when somebody is a non-devotee who doesn't know there is a devotee person and he offended that person? So does he get the same reaction as a normal person would get for just as a karma reaction, karma punishment, or some special punishment they get for the punishment?
See, all works of the knowledge, depending upon the level of knowledge you've got. Right? For example, even the material world, right? Say, for example, a fool, if he commits a mistake, his punishment is less. So in the Krishna system also, according to the knowledge, if you've got less spiritual knowledge, his punishment is less. Like if a brahmana goes and does something, his punishment is more. That doesn't mean that you should not become a Brahmana. Right? So depending upon the knowledge, punishment happens. Okay? You know what I mean? We see, no? For example, you know, if you don't know that you passed through a red light camera or something, you know, you tell the government, I'm new to Australia, without my knowledge, my wife was driving or something, you know. Oh, maybe we'll relax this time. Something like that, you know. Because you did not have the knowledge, material knowledge. But material knowledge is there, spiritual knowledge is there. So like that, if a person doesn't know anything, he comes, you know, sometimes we see people walk with the shoes, you know, and we tell them, no, go and put it. If you know, Krishna is also kind. He's a person, no? See, as a human being, sometimes we show kindness, right? Isn't it? We show kindness to people. And Krishna is magnanimous. Everyone there are his children. So he will show more kindness. But depend, if you know and if you act funny, this is what, you know, your punishment is more. Like that. But the non-devotees, they don't know. So Krishna does not punish in terms of spiritual life. Because anyway, they are in the material world. It's a punishment, okay? See, being in the material world is a punishment. One should know that. If one does not understand this, they will never progress in spiritual life. If you are in the material world, you are being punished. Why? Because you have got a body which you have to leave sooner or later. And that body will not behave as per you wanted. Right? See, I want my eyes to be very nice and, you know, but it's watery. What can you do? I don't want to feel hungry, but I'm feeling more hungry. Is it under my control? In the night time, when I sleep, am I controlling my breathing? Am I pumping my blood? Who's doing that? Paramatma. After the body is created, the Lord enters and he activates all the 11 senses, including mind. Otherwise, mind is matter. The Lord sees everything for that. Why he does that? Because we are tiny. A child always needs support of the parent. Because Krishna considers us as very, very tiny, minute fragmental part. Lord, minute fragmental part. So how he guides us? Through Paramatma guiding us. Do this, come to me. Otherwise, what's the need for Paramatma? When he has let us free, he'll say, go and enjoy the material energy. No. He guides us, Paramatma. You don't know, you're young, you're small, you're tiny. So he always guides. If people don't want this direction, then the material energy dictates terms on them. That is why non-devotees, right? Krishna is neutral. He has given it to the material energy, the souls. So they keep on looping. Birth and death, birth and death, birth and death. Sarvabhama. Ramachandra Puri and Ishwar.
Speaking on, like, finding faults. So, like, Mother Sachi was corrected in the end by taking the lotus feet of the Bhutacharya. How did
Ramachandra Puri, you know, is gone out of control. That's it. You know, that was he wanted. But because what happens is, see, for example, when people have got a lot of devotional credits, right, they maintain. Even if they do small offense, they maintain. We see even in our ISKCON also. You don't want to go in detail, right? Because of the power. Say, for example, you know, just a mundane example. Say, I've got 80 million. Okay? Right? 80 million. And tomorrow I did some case, you know. And I have to pay government 5 million or 10 million, okay? Now 80 million, if I give 10 million, still I've got 70 million, right? I'm not pauper, right? Do you understand this? Out of 80 million, the government taxed me because I've done some irregularity. So the government asked me to give me 10 million. So I give 10 million, but still I've got 70 million. I will not become poor. My lifestyle is still the same. Right? In the same way, people who have been there, you know, if they do, it doesn't mean that Krishna will tolerate. He tolerates a little bit, you know, because they got high devotional credits, which can sustain. Like the general in the army, an example. If he does something, he is not be sacked. They will wait for him. Does it, he has done one act. He has done two act. Third act, out. Right? So Krishna also tolerates. Okay, this guy. It's everything he knows, Kshetrajna. Okay? But he tolerates. Right? Like that. But Ramachandra Puri is again, you know, it's a large pastime and all that. But he fell down. So his business became criticizing devotees. That's it.
And you were saying that he found fault with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
With the Lord himself.
The ants were going in. So you did not explain after that what happened after
that. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, just, you know, because he was a god brother of his guru, he said, yes, yes, he's correct. I'm eating sweets. But in fact, he's not. Because that's what he wanted. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, yes, yes, I'm a brahmacharya, I should not eat. Okay, good point you raise. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that as a lesson for us, right? Then what he did was, yes, he's complaining that, okay, now what I'll do, I will reduce my food, you know, to 1/4 or something, you know. So he started eating less, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, no, I am a sannyasi. There is some element of truth, you know. The Lord is correcting. When he comes down, right, he really corrects himself also as a lesson to us, not that he has to correct. So he said, okay, perhaps I'm eating more and all that. So he said, from today onwards, I will eat only 1/4. Because I'm a sannyasi. Like that. But once someone falls down, it is his choice. The free will is lost. Unless he takes up devotion service, you know. But this is a pastime with the Lord, so how can I talk? You know? So it is said that he's fallen down. He started criticizing others and he took this as a job. See, one criticism only gone. Now what can you do? You know, so I can't throw more light on that. Not Sarvabhauma, his son-in-law. Because Lord took pity. The Lord took pity on Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law because he did not want to see his devotee suffering. Because Sarvabhauma said, I am going to die, I am going to fast till death. What is the solution? So the Lord was saying, my devotee or this fellow? Okay, this fellow, survive. When it comes to his devotee, Krishna personally gets involved. Just to give a mundane example. So mundane examples always help. Now in India, say for example, there's a car accident. One fellow will come, dash. Within 10 minutes, all the neighboring fellow will argue. Okay, this is a damage. Are you going to give 20,000? This driver will be inside. You understand? Prabhu, anyone has got experience? You don't know. I've got a lot of this experience. You understand, right? Two people will be colliding. Okay? The drivers of both the car will be confused. Because they'll be frozen, mind will be frozen. Oh, accident, I don't know. Now, one group representing this guy, like a lawyer, other group representing, both will come and negotiate. These drivers will be looking, what's happening? He said, look at that, one fellow will come, look at the damage in this car. It will cost at least 20,000 rupees. Other fellow said, no, I will not give 20,000. But they're not even involved. You understand? Big community, one, this village and this village will fight just for this. But they are nowhere connected. Right? But, just to give an, but in that case, like that, Krishna, when a devotee is involved, he will come into the picture.
So, was he
think, what's going, who's, you know?
Was he corrected, the son-in-law was corrected later on?
Yeah, he became a pure devotee of the Lord. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he touches, right? We touching the Lord and Lord touching you is different. When I do service, I also touch the Lord, but no progress in me. I'm still the same. When I do the deity worship, I make it a point, right, to touch Radha Vallabha, because the Supreme Lord is there. At least by touching him, I get some good qualities. But my qualities are not changing. What does it mean? Lord is not touching me. He is just tolerating or something. But when the Lord touch me, like Dhruva Maharaj, when he touched with his conch, suppose if Krishna taps with the, you know, when I'm touching, for example, I'm saying I'm not a pure devotee. If he taps with a flute on my head, you know, then I will change. You understand? Lord touching is different. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched, he said, oh, cholera, you should not have cholera. The Lord is living, dwelling in your body. He became love of God. He was jumping, Hare Krishna, chanting all the time. So if anyone has got a God, love of God, please tap me or hit me in that way. Right? We'll stop here. Now, finally, you know, because it's talking about offense and all that, now, we knowingly or unknowingly, we would have done some offense to each other, right? So, probably we will end up with Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Evacha Patitana Pavanebhyo Vaishnavyebhyo Gantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Nithai Gaura Premanandi.